Crazy news story, man. Tell them about it, Bert.
Hey, man, it was a guy in on a flight from Dubai to Amsterdam who kept farting. And he got jumped. So they made an emergency landing in Vienna. And the police got on board and took two women and two men off the flight. But the women, who were sisters, they said they had nothing to do with the altercation. And they're now suing the airline.
For getting put off the flight.
Yeah. For getting put off the flight. So we asked Madhouse Nation, what has been your craziest flight experience?
Yeah. I told you mine. Mine was, you the pilot. Listen, don't tell me something going wrong with the plane. Just let it go wrong. You keep it to yourself. But, you know, how would you deal with that as a pilot? Like, if you were the two Dutchmen sitting in between somebody who keeps passing gas, how would you deal with that as the people that are sitting there smelling this? It had to stink, too, because he kept doing it.
I know. In order to fight, it had to be real funky.
I wonder if this is something that they go through, that they go over in stewardess class.
And flight attendant training?
Stewardess.
Yeah.
Flight attendant training.
Whatever.
She says stewardess class.
You go to stewardess
school.
Like
you go to CPCC or something.
When you go to stewardess school, is there a course on flatulence
school
on a plane?
Well, let's ask some of the flight attendants out there. I know there are some that listen to the show. How are y'all trained to handle this type of situation?
Have you ever dealt with a farting passenger?
I mean, and we joke about it all the time, but like, Burpee does this often.
Yes. I do.
Often.
In the studio.
Here in the studio.
Ain't no shame over here. The majority of the time, sometimes they do stink.
They always stink.
Sometimes
they do stink. They always stink.
No, they don't.
No.
It's because you don't smell them. That don't mean we don't smell them.
No, they don't. The majority of the time, Burpee do stink. Not stink.
It's gas.
I can tell. I can tell when they go stink. Because my wife made fajitas the other day, and I came in here. My stomach was hurting, but I had to hold it in because I knew it would have cleared out the whole studio. Sometimes you know which farts is going
to start. Or you can just go to the restroom.
Oh, no. I went in the morning.
I mean.
Or you can just stop eating your wife's cooking.
I could. But this shit really kills me.
I mean, what do you do in this situation? Or do you have a coworker like Burpee?
Yeah.
Like that always pass gas? Like, what do you do? Because the other side of Burpee always coming in here and passing gas is he sprays this horrible smelling cologne.
It's not horrible.
To cover it up.
It's Paragon. I don't.
So then we got. We have to deal with Burpee's flatulence, this horrible cologne, and then Larry splits. You all listen to this, Madhouse Nation. Larry sprays dust remover.
It's called. Hold on, I'm gonna go get it.
Like Pledge.
I'm about to go get it.
Ain't got no name, dude.
It's Indust.
Indust.
It smells good though.
The stuff that you use to clean furniture of dust. That is what Larry sprays on Burpee. So now the studio smells like flatulence, nasty ass cologne,
not today,
Indust.
Not today.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's favorite morning show.